Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Taghlidhi Tahrimir Riba, the chapter on the severe prohibition of Riba. Riba can be translated as interest, sometimes it's translated as usury, but Riba has its own definition and own meaning. Loosely we translate it as interest or usury. For the purposes of this chapter that we're doing, we'll translate it as interest. Interest or usury literally means to increase. Technically, it refers to giving a loan which is to be paid back after a stipulated time period with the added condition of an additional amount in excess of the principal loan amount. One of the definitions of interest, that where a person gives a loan and he puts a condition there that that person that's repaying this loan must pay with an additional amount. Interest is harmful from a spiritual and social perspective. It is important to note in this regard that Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif has declared war against those who indulge in interest. And Allah Ta'ala did not mention a similar warning for adultery, theft, hijacking, etc., despite the severity of these sins. But when it comes to the sin of riba, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Take an announcement of war from Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if a person has got love, has got muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has got muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he hears an announcement like this, he wants to stay very, very, very far away. Even he wants to avoid those loopholes that try to make usury and interest halal. He wants to stay very far away from there. Why? This is not a small playing matter. The warnings are even more than the warnings of murder, even more than the warnings of adultery, even more than the warnings of hijacking and pork and wine, is the warning for interest. If interest is permitted, if it was to be permitted in society, it will result in various harms, some of which are as follows. Number one, the wealthy and the affluent will take charge of matters and assist only those who they approve of. Number two, the wealthy and affluent will establish a monopoly over goods. They will raise and drop prices at will. Number three, generosity will cease to exist in the hearts of men. Why must people be generous? Go to the banks. Interest is permissible. There is no harm. Poor man, you must go to the bank. You don't come to the rich. So generosity will cease to exist in the hearts of men, let alone assisting others. People will begin to compete for wealth and power on an unprecedented level. This is the wisdom and hikmat when Allah Ta'ala has made it impermissible. This is one, some of the hikmats and benefits. Instead of being, number four, instead of being merciful to the poor, money lenders will seek to exploit the misfortune of the poor for their own selfish interests. Number five, the result of indulging in interest is that one develops such greed for wealth that he cannot distinguish between good and evil. And number six, as the Quran Sharif mentions, interest dealings decrease real wealth because Allah Ta'ala's blessings are withdrawn from it. Allah Ta'ala mentions, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys riba. It destroys it completely, it disappears. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. When a person is giving sadaqah, Allah causes that money to grow. That money to grow. So if a person were to get involved in interest, there's so many different harms that would come to society. Each point that was mentioned here needs a lot of explanation, but just for a surface level to get an idea, there'll be a great abuse from the side of the rich. So to put an end of this and to bring sympathy, to bring empathy, to bring love, and to bring assistance and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that this riba, the institution of riba, is completely forbidden in our deen. Rather, you help the poor, you give to the poor. If you look at the cash flow from a Shariat point of view, you'll find that when a person is giving zakat, the cash flow is from the rich to the poor. When a person is, for example, he has to give kafara, then here again is from the rich to the poor. Like that, if a person has to give some type of fidya, again is from the rich to the poor. Person is giving just general lillah money from who? Is from the rich to the poor. Like that, if you look at the cash flow in terms of Shariat and the encouragement of Shariat, it's always giving from the rich to the poor, helping those that are less in need. And if you look at the institute of the riba, who the money is going from? The money is going from the poor to the rich. The excess is always going from the poor. It's going completely opposite. The cash flow also is opposite when it is riba. So therefore, riba is something that is very, very serious. We'll do one ayat of the Quran Sharif and then we'll close for today. قال الله تعالى الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات إلى قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا in Surah Al-Baqarah Allah Ta'ala mentioned so beautifully this ayat come in Surah Al-Baqarah each ayat got a very very deep meaning just to give the translation Allah Ta'ala says those who devour interest will not stand on the day of Qiyamah except like the standing of a person whom Shaitan has confounded with his touch. What it means, like how sometimes you see a person is like a zombie. He doesn't know what's happening. He's lost. He's completely confused. A person who is involved in riba in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, he'll wake up like that. Like somebody, you look at him, you think that some jinnat, some shaitan has caught this person. So confused and so delirious this person will be. This, Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, this is because they say trading is like usury. They try and justify interest and they try and make interest permissible. And what is the basis? See, when you trade, then you're making a profit. And when you're lending also, you're also making a profit. So both are achieving the same things. So try and justify that interest, they'll say it's like trading. And now you're playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then goes on to close this whole discussion. Otherwise the discussion can go on and people can keep justifying that trading is making a profit, interest is also making a profit. A person can keep on going and justifying. Immediately Allah put a close to it. The very next part of the verse Allah ta'ala says, وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى Allah is the one that made trading permissible and Allah is the one that made riba impermissible. Finish. There's no discussion on this topic. Allah is the one that made trading permissible and Allah is the one that made interest impermissible. So the one who receives admonition from his sustainer and abstains, in other words, the person that takes a lesson and he abstains from interest, shall not be punished for the past and his affair is with Allah ta'ala. In other words, whatever happened in the past before these ayats of riba came down, that now Allah Ta'ala will forgive him for. A person has taken a lesson that I'm not going to get involved. In other words, he's made tawbah. Now Allah Ta'ala won't take him to task for this guna that he has done. And whoever returns to usury are the dwellers of the fire. Whoever goes back now, after these ayat have been revealed, person is going to riba, Allah Ta'ala is saying, these are the people of Jahannam. So serious these words are. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ These are the people of Jahannam. They shall abide therein forever. Allah will destroy usury and Allah will increase charity. Understand this principle. It's a system of Allah, whether we can see it or we can't see it. So long as a man is giving, in other words, the cash flow is going from the rich to the poor, Allah Ta'ala will keep increasing. But if you change it, Allah Ta'ala will destroy it. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, is Allah Ta'ala will increase charity and Allah Ta'ala will destroy interest. Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with the ungrateful sinners. Those who believe, do good deeds, establish salah and give zakat, will have their reward with the Allah, with the sustainer. On them shall be no fear, nor will they grieve. And then Allah Ta'ala closes up this ayat of riba in such a beautiful way. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wadharu ma baqiya minar riba. O believers, fear Allah. In other words, this is the thing that will keep you away from riba. Fear Allah and forsake what remains of interest if you are believers. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how serious these ayat are, these admonitions are. So therefore one has to be very, very careful, especially in today's time and age, when there are so many schemes and there are so many methods and there are so many ways for people to try and justify and bring about riba in different names. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the time will come when wine will be rebranded. In other words, wine will still be wine, it's not going to change, but it will be rebranded by another name to make it appear halal. And the very same thing will happen also with riba and interest. It will be given another name, it will be given profit, it will be given the name of dividends, and different names it will be given. So a person feels, no, it's okay. But if you look at the essence of the whole thing, it's exactly the same thing, where money is given to those in need, and more is taken back from them. So what happens is you enslave the poor for life. And this is the system, this is the slavery of the kuffar, it's not the slavery of Islam. In fact, if you look at every Samawi deen, every religion that is divine from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single one of it prohibited riba. Judaism prohibited riba, Christianity prohibited riba, Islam prohibits riba. So this riba is something that was there from ever. The Christians made it permissible. Allah Ta'ala explains. The Jews also made it permissible. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْنُهُ عَنْ. That this is one of the things that Allah Ta'ala deprived them of all the benefits that they were getting was because of riba. So if the Muslims also go in the same route and follow the Christians and the Jews, something that was impermissible, they try to make it permissible, Allah will also deprive the Muslims. So may Allah Ta'ala save us and may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.